The plan's execution had been practiced, rehearsed, and visualized to minimize anything that would slow it down or interfere with its success. The first two would neutralize the Allied guards at the security gate. This was an essential first step and would cause the entire operation to fail if not completed correctly. It may have been much to do about nothing, but today's private security guards varied in their skill and commitments. An industry like Allied could have hired real ex-military, even ex-special forces, and if that were the case, then the opposing forces' skills would be closely matched. It was what made all of this a risk. When they pulled up, the Allied security proved a not-worthy challenge. A single guard emerged from the hut before any of them left the van. He was overweight and barely alert, and the short burst from the automatic weapon left him in a bloody heap on the threshold. A second guard followed at the building entrance, this one with a firearm that was probably a 9mm. He met a similar fate, and the team was in. The first two team members stepped over the guard and scouted the hallways for threats, while the other four followed, carrying the equipment. The equipment, specifically chosen for its efficiency and size, was packed neatly in duffel bags. The strategic packing enabled them to access the items in order and eliminated any confusion that might result in the heat of the moment or under the stress of adversity. With three carrying weapons and three carrying the duffel bags, the team headed through the hallways following the building layout they had committed to memory. The alarms were almost deafening, but they had anticipated that, and it did not slow them. When they came around the second corner, three employees were in the hallway arguing. The three men looked like typical middle management types, with their horn-rimmed glasses, khakis, and Allied yellow golf shirts. Instinctively, two of them jumped back as the team ran by, but one of them, a big athletic guy, grabbed at one of the team members carrying a duffel. It lasted about 3 seconds until he was shot by the lead gunner in the back of the head. Everything was still on a schedule, and the plans could not be delayed. The team reached the double security doors that sealed the manufacturing plant entrance, and a quick burst from the M4 blew the doors open. From there was a flurry of activity, unzipping the duffels, arming the explosives, and placing them around the plant. They knew where the charges should go, and they were preset to adhere to the exact right equipment to bring down the entire Allied operation for the maximum amount of time. In less than 3 minutes, everything was in place, the bags were zipped, and they were headed back out the front door. They knew from a study of the plant's emergency preparedness plans that the rest of the employees would have left the building by now and gathered at the company picnic pavilion. The local police would be on their way, but they also knew from studying Allied's drill reports that it took the police between 6 and 8.5 minutes for them to arrive. That gave them 4.5 minutes. They were ahead of schedule. It was time to leave. They would set off the charges remotely from the van so a cascading chain would level the plant and destroy the production capabilities. The cascading explosions were designed to allow them to drive away safely while still having the power to maximize destruction. The human casualties were a necessary part of the plan, not a goal, but they knew that they would garner attention for better or worse. The first 7 team members ran through the front doors at full speed. The last member had a final task before they left the grounds. He pulled out the preformed wooden stencil and placed it at the entryway sidewalk's center. He uncapped the black spray paint and took no more than 5 seconds to color it in. He then joined the rest of the group in the Econoline. The Allied security system's sidewalk was now branded with black spray paint with a clenched fist and a single word in all caps: Antifa.